The value of pre-emergent herbicides in tree nut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Yes, it's part of the vast ag information network. Dr. Anil Shrestha is a professor in wheat science at Cal State University, Fresno. Growers can use pre-emergence and post-emergent herbicides, but Shrestha suggests that keeping those pre-emergence in mind could be a big help in controlling weeds.
Many people have taken pre-emergence herbicides out of their chemical weed management program and just relying on post-emergence herbicides. So pre-emergence herbicides have a role, may not have to use it every year, but I think there is a role for pre-emergence herbicides to be considered in the picture.
So keep the pre-emergence in mind and maybe talk to your pest control advisor for suggestions. And when you do use herbicides, always go the full rate. It's highly recommended. Anil Shrestha.
When you use a rate lower than the label rate, you're just setting yourself up for trouble. You're just acclimatizing the weed to tolerate that particular herbicide. You're selecting for resistance. So that is why even the chemical industry emphasized that we go with a label rate, not undercut ourselves on the rate.
And more news, the Almond Board of California announced the Board of Directors election results on June 11th, and the names will be submitted to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture for selection beginning August 1st, 2024. Congrats to all. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.